Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Marcus.
BlogTalkRadio.com. You can call in right now at 718-664-9476. It's time to get the party started. That's for doggone show. Let me give some special shout-outs like we always do. Happy birthday to all my friends on Facebook, Twitter, BlogTalkRadio.com. Get glued, stumble upon, however you get in, you got to fit in. I want to send out some highs to my big boy, Mark Maddox, to Arthur, to Dr. McCray, and also to Kurtz. We want to send you some shouts out. I got a special shout out I want to send out to Ebony Hall. Ebony, I want you to call in at 718-664-9476. Lisa Coleman, we want to congratulate you. We understand you just got married. We want to sit back and congratulate you. Also to Marilinda, want to send a shout-out to you. Peace Rico, my boy. Man, you sat back and been with us thick and thin. Was right there performing that duty at my mother's funeral. We want to send you a big shout-out. William, I see you on there. Big shout-out to you, brother. That's for doggone sure. Shannon, Shay, Herb. We want to send a thing out to Cool Whip. Also to Penny. We send a big shout-out today. That's for sure. You can call in or get in the chat room, 718-664-9476. Let me see. We're going to talk about madness is everywhere. It is the beginning of the end. Is it? What do you think? Madness is everywhere. Right now, down the street from my house, we've got a standoff that's been going on since 5:30 this morning. A man has barricaded himself up in a well-known establishment in the neighborhood, Oddbach Restaurant, right here on Finkel and Sorrento. Been there since about 5:30 this morning, and I'm afraid it's going to turn out bad. But it's been going like this everywhere. It's not just here. Don't think that it's just here in Detroit. It's all over the place. No matter where you look every day, there's something bizarre, some madness that is going on. Ebony, you laughing in silence. I see you. I want to know one question, Ebony. What is it with that booty shot? You got to call in and tell me. I want to hear the reasoning on the booty shot, because, like you say, you normally won't show the booty, but it looked good. Don't worry about it. We'll put it out there just like that. Also, to Michelle, I want to give a shout-out. Tracy Jordan, want to give you a big shout-out. Also, to my daughter Ashley, to Princess, who I will be performing the ceremony in about 3 hours and a half. And I see Ebony done weighed in. Uh-oh, thanks, Les. You're the best, I must confess, nothing less. Thank you so much. I got you, Ebony. I got you, Ebony. If you want to hear a song, you just sit back and send me a request. I'll make sure I get that song on for you. I'm going to sit back here. You know what? I think I'm going to start this out like this, because I feel like doing a little bouncing to get myself hyped up before I sit back and get off into this conversation, because this standoff thing has got me all willy-nilly. It's getting close to home, and I want to sit back and talk about that. Plus, I want to talk a little bit about ISIS or whatever you want to pronounce them, that terrorist group. I want to talk a little bit about them. I want to talk a little bit about the 91-year-old man down there that at Piggy Wiggy Supermarket down there in the Dirty South. Y'all know what I'm talking about, those that been down south. The Piggy Wiggy been around for years. I want to talk about how he went in there and ran somebody over. Is it time that we sit back and put some new laws in effect to sit back and to rethink what we're doing? Put this thing together and get it right. I'm going to talk a little bit about what happened to the mental institutions, why it is that people are not getting help. And if you agree, you can call in at 718-664-9476. But right now, I'm going to do a little digital underground. I'm going way back on y'all for about 6 minutes, and then I'm coming back to cut loose because it's only 90 minutes.
Been all around the world. Been all around the world.
Came to the party to get naughty, get my rocks on, eat popcorn, watch you move your body to the pop song that I'm singing, ding-a-linging, funky beats ringing, everybody swinging in the place as I kick the J-A-Z-Z-Y style, R&B, mixing it with the hip-hop, swing beat, champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone, it's just the same old song.
It's just a freestyle, meanwhile we keep the beat tested, sweat dripping, girlies in the limo, we interested, oh, so get the grease on your pantyhose, I love you, Rover, move over, I gotta blow my nose, sneezing, but still I'm pleasing. All of Slimmy, Flava, Timmy, time to get busy with a jelly. It's a pretty funny, don't you know? There I go, but I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if you're stopping, then I'm stopping because I'm smarter than that. And then, girly, maybe we can get along. Cutie after cutie, it's just the same old song.
Oh,
to the pop song that I'm singing, ding-a-ringing, funky beats ringing, everybody swinging in the place as I kick the J-A-Z-Z-Y style, R&B mixing with the hip-hop, string beat, champagne in my hand, it won't be long until I'm gone.
It's just a freestyle. Meanwhile, we keep the beat chicken. Sweat dripping. Girlies in the limo eating chicken. Who's gonna get the grease on your pantyhose? I love you, Rover. Move over. I gotta blow my nose. Sneezing, but come on, please. And all of you with me, pull out my Jimmy. Time to get busy with a Jenny. It's a good and plenty, don't you know? There I go, there I go, there I go. But I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if you're stopping, then I'm strapping, cause I'm smarter than that. And then, girlie, maybe we can get along. Cutie after cutie. It's just the same old song.
It's just the same old song all around the world. It seems like we've just went mad. Every day I look up on the news, every morning when I wake up, I cannot wake up without seeing one of our babies being shot down, gunned down for some senseless reason of madness that is going on throughout the world. I was looking just the other day at the 25 beheaded by ISIS. And I don't know what them folks is over there fighting for. I don't know what they're looking for. I don't know if they know what they're looking for. I've never seen anything accomplished by so many terrorists. Nothing has ever prevailed. And I just want to know what you think, because I have not seen any results from what they have done. All I see is people being put, innocent people at that, being put in jeopardy and causing chaos in the Middle East, yet we call it the Holy Land. Now you tell me what's holy about that. Somebody please answer the question. Answer it right now. Answer it today. I want to hear from you. Also, I'm going to put a quick plug in. It's the Come to Life class. It's held at 22721 Plymouth Road in Redford, Michigan. It's hosted, and I hope I pronounce your name right, Shatira Renee. Shatira Renee, I got your Instagram. I see it right here. Want to give a shout-out to my big brother, Kenneth Dukes, graduate from Morehouse, one of a good friends of mine, Pastor Alvin Jackson, Pastor Lee Jackson, to all the family. Want to sit back and say hello to you. And I want to sit back. Ebony, I'm so glad that you're sitting back. You tune in. You can get into that chat room and put on there what you like. Enjoy your day as well as your night. I certainly hope so, Ebony. I'm going to try to. I'm going to perform this wedding at about 6:30 this afternoon for my daughter, Princess. She's going to sit back and tie the knot. And I am happy that she's going to do that. I'm glad that I can be a part of that tonight. But back to this thing about world madness. We've got these terrorists all over the world doing whatever they want to do. And I'm getting to the point, I've got some comments and people have been weighing in, talking about just let's go in there and just blow them all away. I'm starting to think the same thing. Give these people, and matter of fact, go in without warning. Now, it's been put out there. Go without warning. It might be some civilians that may get caught up in the casualties of war, but something must be done. This madness that's going on in the Middle East. Because nobody wants to come to the table and talk. Everybody wants to sit back and pull up a gun and think that's going to be the answer or solution to our problems. It's not going to happen. I was talking to one of my friends this morning. I was just telling him, it seems as if we're going back to the Wild Wild West. I'm ready to strap up, lock and load, and just sit back. And the first person to sit back and get wrong, just go ahead and bust a cap. That's our the mentality. That's what we're up under. That's what we're facing in today's society. And what are we teaching our young people? How are they going to recognize or appreciate the life that God has given them if they are sitting back and watching their elders? They're watching us perform like children in this day and age, such a day and age where pretty much anything that you want to do, anything you want to be, you can be if you sit back and recognize that we are in the lands of opportunity. There's more opportunity out here now than ever before, but we have to recognize it and position ourselves and say, look, enough is enough. it's time for me to step up. Yep, I said it. It's time to step up. Because too many of us are sitting back and settling for second best and playing ourselves like a bass fiddle, and we're sitting back and trying to blame everybody else. Forget this. We know the government is corrupt. We know that there are different things that are going on. We know that there are behind-the-scenes operations. But doggone, when does it come to what people can respect people? When does it come to the fact that we're going to sit back and use our common sense and say, look, enough of this is enough? I looked at the two young men sitting back that gunned down that little two-year-old baby while she was in her father's arms, and I sat back and I watched them in the courtroom as they laughed and sat back and chuckled it off as if this was the norm. No, brother, I'm sorry. This is not the norm. If it was left up to me, I'd have a public display and put them downtown and invite the whole city to come down, and we could have a public stoning or a public hanging. Maybe that's what it's coming down to, public executions instead of all this reality TV with all of these so-called folk that are untouchable, that are not doing anything as far as the community other than maybe giving out a food basket or having a fundraiser or having some type of food drive. Yes, I love it. I have my applause to you. If you can feed the homeless, that's fine and beautiful. But despite all of that, it is time for jobs to be created. It's time for things to be moving in a forward direction. I am going to be calling upon a lot of my friends in the next few weeks, and I think it's time that just as the Islamic, as the Arab, the Chaldeans, the Jewish have a council, I think it's time that we have a black council that truly, truly is going to sit back and get out into the trenches to try to make a difference. Now, I don't know about you, but you can weigh in live at 718-664-9476. I do want to hear from you today. I want to hear from you today because, like I said, it's not just going on here in the United States. It's going on everywhere. And it won't be long. It won't be long before we have another 9/11. At the rate we're going, we have a 9/11 every day right here in our black communities in the ghetto. We got a 9/11 every day. When I watch buildings deteriorating and falling apart, when I can remember a neighborhood that was flourishing and prosperous, and I see whole neighborhoods wiped out with a couple of homes that may have residents. When I sit back and I see a government that sits back locally and can't understand the economic struggle of the people of the city of Detroit and in the urban cities all over the United States, it's almost like they don't give a damn, and why should we give a damn about our community? And they wonder why people are moving into better secured locations. But I tell you, you can run, but you can't hide. Because just as we've seen with the Zimmerman trial, and we've seen how that went, that was a gated community, wasn't it? Oh, yes, it was. I'm telling you, folks, this thing is not, nobody is immune. You can be sitting back, forget all of the meteors and the UFOs and all of that. It's time to sit back and face reality. It's time to sit back and wake up everybody. It's time to sit back and see exactly what is happening, and it's time for us to speak out. Forget all these marches. I'm tired of marching. We've been marching since Martin Luther King, and ain't nothing happened. Oh, yeah, they'll give you a few things just to sit back and tickle your fancy. They'll sit back and give you a few rights and make you say, ha, ha, he, he, everything looking beautiful. I don't think so. I really don't. And I'm going to enjoy this 90 minutes. Because I'm going to talk about it. Because this time we got to wake up. We got to wake up. And I think that's right on point for this one right here. A little Hell Melvin and the Blue Notes. I'm going to put this one right on here for you. And I want you to think about, just marinate on that for a little while. Because when I come back, I'm going to continue talking about this, but I'm also going to bring in this new thing that I'm thinking about, these laws.
Everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more.
right, y'all remember that. That song is so true. It's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to wake up as individuals, as people. It's time for us to realize. Now, let's think about this thing for a minute. From a ideological, I had to get deep on y'all today. From ideological aspect, talking about, we keep hearing all of these great ideas, and when it comes down time for the rally cry, for us to step up, nobody shows up. We're having rallies over things that really we have no control over while we watch our neighborhoods deteriorate and be torn down, and then we're giving our money economically to the very man that we talk about. You know what I'm talking about. But yet we can't come together, and it seems funny to me. And I'm not a racist, but it seems funny to me that every other race can come together except for the minority black folk. Yeah, we can laugh about them Mexicans and them Arabs that's sitting back 25 in a house, but now if you break it down economically, that means that despite they working and taking your jobs, they only have to spend maybe $30 a piece to take care of the rent. And then they working, they will work their butts off. They don't care. We are too scared to go across 8 Mile. We won't get legit. We won't sit back and do what's necessary. And the world done changed. Let me tell everybody right now, the world has changed. We live in a global economy. There's no longer the thing where you can just sit back. You have at your disposal a way to reach the world, and it's time that we start utilizing all the tools. Teach our kids early that they can make it if they try. Everybody is a star. There's something on the inside of you that was automatically built in to make you successful, but it's up to you to bring it out. And it's up to us as parents to cultivate that talent that we see within our children so that our children can be the best, because they are the future. And right now, I hate to say this, but I'm afraid that kids don't have much to draw on no more. They have nothing to look forward to. We stopped believing in Superman. We took Santa Claus away from everybody. I'm starting to wonder, did it do more harm than it did good? Because I can remember when I was a kid, one of the greatest things about these holidays and all of this stuff is a kid could still dream. And they didn't have to dream about walking out the street and maybe a stray bullet flying up and hitting them in the head. Kids can't go out and play, yet we're promoting put 60 minutes a day in with the kids so they can go out and play. Kids don't go out on the play at lunchtime, at recess, and sit back and can jump around. It's too much stuff, too much madness going on in our neighborhood. It's too much chaos, too much confusion. There's too much double talk. And then we keep putting these people in here, they come up and give us all these lies. Always giving us all these lies about what they going to do once they get in and once they get there. And I know they be lying. I'd rather somebody get up there and say, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. But you vote for me and I'm going to try to do whatever you want me to do. But no, we're scared of that because we think it diminishes our power and our respect. We feel as if you have to lie and cheat your way in, and then once you get in, you can go about with your little friends and buddies that you hobnob and sit down and drink your drinks and eat your dinners with on all them big functions and make your face present and throw up a happy smile, and we think that everything is happy-go-lucky, everything is passe, passe. You need to call in at 718-664-9476. We only got about 58 minutes left. Because I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. Oh, Lord, Ebony, I hear you over there. Uh-oh. But I'm telling you, this is what it's coming down to. And it's up to us to sit back and educate ourselves. Nobody's going to sit back and hip you to what they're doing. Just like a sneak attack. Look at this. Let me talk about this Piggy Wiggy thing, man, because my blood pressure might be running up. Look at this. A 92-year-old man hits 9 cars in Wisconsin store parking lot and won't be ticketed. Well, that leads me to my next point. That leads me to this next point. Should we sit back and start regulating and putting restrictions? And should we cut a cutoff age to when people can drive their cars? I see something from Robin Titus. Here's what she says. The rule of racism in America, rule 1, keep people confused as to what racism is. Number 2, keep the positive contributors of black people hidden. And number 3, don't allow black women and children to be exempt from the white supremacy. Some great points there. Keep the people confused about racism. But it's got beyond racism. I hate to say it, but it's beyond racism. You know, because half the young folks I see, they mixing it up. Yes, racism does exist. It's going to always exist. Sometimes I'm prejudiced. I'll sit back and call a whitey in a minute. And that's the beauty of it all. But don't get it twisted. Don't get it confused. I'm to the point now, it ain't so much that the white man is holding us down. We're pumping out more millionaires and billionaires at this present day and age that are minority than ever been thought of. Because like I said, when you get into what really the system is about, it's about them dollars and cents. It's about that greenback. With this internet, a joker don't care what color your skin is. They will do business, and that's why they're doing business all over the seas, all over the world, because they're getting it right. They're changing with the time, and we're stuck back worried about what happened 400 years ago. Well, 400 years ago, that was fine. It happened. I hate it. It was bad, but yet it's time for me to move on because I'm not living 400 years ago. Right now, today is February 18th, 2015. What am I going to do on February 19th, 2015 to make it better for me and mine? Oh, and I'm going to talk a little bit about these personal relationships, too, because we're crumbling up our own relationships because we're listening to too many outside sources. We're forgetting the main three things, communication, good sex, and occasionally being able to go out and being able to work together as a unit. We done forgot all this one thing. Now it's all about what can I get? What do you bring? If you don't bring, then how can you receive something? Oh, yes, I want to put it out there just like that. I'm not going to stutter. Because we get it confused. And we listen to white folks. You listen to all them Joyce Brothers and all of them people. You listen to that doggone Women Live movement. And got it all twisted, and then they come up with a way to kill off the poor black man, the minority male. They sat back and said, let's pass a law Let's pass a law to say that, you know, we can kill two birds with one stone, but they won't see it. What we're going to do is we'll hire a woman, okay, she's black. Now we done killed two stones. With one stone, we done killed off two major issues. And the third, the result, we'll make the black man where he has no other choice other than to sit back and rob, kill, or destroy the things around him. We will tear down his family. We will take everything and strip him because we act as if we don't want it. That's why it's time for men to step up and be men. Quit playing yourself. Quit playing yourself. Quit acting as if, you know, it's going to be this bright day or I got to live off my woman. And women, stop thinking you got to live off a man because that ain't written down nowhere neither. Start working together as a unit and start understanding the value of what it is to have a family and to have someone that loves you, because love is unconditional. It's not based upon the money. It's not based upon the sex, but yet those are major components of it. But communication is the main thing. Get an understanding. Don't walk into all these relationships like you're so blind. Keep going through the same thing over and over again, thinking you're going to get a different result, but yet you want somebody that's good. At least that's what you say. At least that's what I hear. I hear it so much to where I'm almost getting pissed off at hearing it. Because don't nobody have a plan. And that's why I say it's time we get a council together and start addressing these real issues and stop listening to these brothers like Jesse Jacksons and Al Sharptons that say they represent the people, but they're only there when something goes down that they can get recognized a little bit more. No, we need some real leaders. We need somebody that's going to step up to the plate and let you know that wrong is wrong and right is right. We need somebody that's going to sit back and say, hold on, wait, time out. Let's face some real facts. We spend more money than everybody else in the entire world, yet we have the least to represent. We live in a land where you can do pretty much whatever you want to do. You can get out there on a street corner and sit back and make as much money as you want to make, selling whatever product. And I'm not talking about illegal. I'm talking about legal. So don't get this twisted neither. Don't go out there and say Les Jackson told us to get out there and just do whatever we want to do. I didn't say that. Because I know somebody going to sit back and disagree. I'm going to hear some disgruntledness. I'm going to hear something when I go and check and see the review. There will be some comments, but see, I want to provoke your thinking. I want to get you into the mindset where you sit back and say, you know what, I am somebody. I'm a special person. There's nobody like me. Nobody was created like me. Nobody really is supposed to feel the way I feel. But yet I can't be afraid to be in confrontation or to agree, to get into debate, to sit back and find out who I am. I deserve that for myself. And it's time out. Stop teaching your kids all this madness about what was happening way back then and teach them what's happening right now and what they can look forward to. I was sitting back the other day and I was thinking to myself, just last night as I was in my meditation and prayer, I was sitting back and I was thinking, you know, it's a doggone shame. There's a lot of people who don't even know how to have a vacation. We think having a vacation is going over to the other side of town and spending a couple of nights or going down to a casino and giving folks all of our money, running up there to the lottery store, supplying the state, which is not giving it back to the education of the inner cities. And they don't care because they put the loopholes out there. And we can talk until we blue in the face, but until we all stand up and have some type of common ground conversation where we can just put it out there, where we can have a intelligent debate opposed to an argument, Because, see, we can always disagree to agree. I can't make everybody happy. I ain't trying to. I'm not trying to say things to just please your fancy. Not trying to. If it wasn't somebody cut off into me every now and then, I wouldn't do what I do. But every now and then, it takes somebody to jolt your feelings and to get you to thinking, what's really going on? Madness is everywhere. And then let's face the facts. Just to show you how much the government really feels about you and feels about your family and your deteriorations of your neighborhoods, they pass bills to counterblock you. And then we don't pull it together enough to sit back and say we can work together. Let's rebuild our own community. We always talk about going back to Africa. I ain't going back. I'm not going to Africa. You can go anywhere you want to go. But when I look over there, it ain't looking too bright. The odds ain't looking too good. And if I ain't got nothing here where you can get everything you want, I damn sure know I ain't going to get nothing in Africa. Everybody act like it's jobs over there. Ain't no jobs over there. Else them people wouldn't be living the way they live. The average person over there making $25 a month. Just think about this. Couldn't you live on $25 a month? I don't think so. If a joker walked up to you right now and told you, I'm going to pay you $25 a month, you'd sit back and spit in his face or slap him down. You'd probably beat him up and kill him just for insulting your intelligence. And it's not like that just in Africa. It's like that in most of the countries. These folks are not working for the major money that we make. We just don't understand what to do, how to save it. Don't you know if you save $25 a week, every week for 52 weeks, you do the multiplication. And just leave it there. Set you up an emergency fund where you got $1,000 sitting back somewhere, just hit out. And don't touch it for nothing. I don't care how broke you get. If it ain't no emergency, don't touch it. See, I'm seeing a whole lot of things now that my mother done passed, my father gone. I'm seeing a whole bunch of stuff. I'm finding out who is in the corner and who ain't in the corner. And one of the biggest things I'm seeing is it is so hard for us to understand what another person is trying to achieve. And it can be for the betterment of everybody. But we won't rally. If you don't have that big name, they're not going to rally. They always can come up with a reason why they shouldn't. But maybe we should, because I see what the big wigs are doing. Can you see it? Are your eyes open or are they shut? Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. That's the way we act. You can call in at 718-664-9476, special edition. We got about 45 minutes left, but I do want to hear from you. I want to see if anybody feels the same way. If you disagree, you can call in 718-664-9476. Don't wait until the last minute. Get on up in here. Because I just want to know, what kind of inheritance are we leaving? Are we leaving madness as an inheritance to our children? See, me personally, I don't want to go out and not teach mine that it is a better place. It's a better world. The world is beautiful itself. It's just the people in the world that done fucked it up. And I'm going to say it just like that, because I can't put it nicely no more. We don't understand nice, kind answers. Every time we hear that, we take advantage of it and quit trying to do all this shortcut. There is no shortcuts to life. Life will make you live it, and it will either beat you down or it will lift you up. Depends on what you're looking for. Life don't have no favorites. Here's one from Josephine. I like this, Josephine. Josephine says, if someone comes into your life and has a positive impact on you, be thankful that you cross paths. And even if they don't stay for some reason, be thankful that somehow they brought joy into your life. Even if it's just for a short while, life has changed. People go and come. Some stay, some don't. But that's okay. Remember the good times and smile that it happened. And that's what's wrong. We done forgot the basic principles. Of what life is really about. Like I tell people, I don't just meet people haphazardly. It's a reason. And like I say, I know people from all walks of life. I love them all. I'm going to try to treat everybody like I want to be treated. I always tell you, I don't like yes people. I thank God for Sister Penny, because she's not a yes person. She'll break off raw on you when she have to. And I love her. I love her for that. Because that's what's really happening. Some people are just put here to sit back and wake you up, shake you up, and get your feet on solid ground and show you the reflection that you may not see. Because a man in his own mind always thinks that he's better than what he is. That's just the way we do. But now we done got to the point, it's time to be about it. Forget all this madness. And let's talk about how we've been bamboozled. I'm going to show you some bamboozlement. Back in the early 80s, all the mental facilities and healthcare was shut down because of government regulation, and they felt as if they no longer had room or could provide because people had inadequate health care, and they didn't pass bills to adjust to taking care of those that had defects of character, that had weaknesses, those that were not as stable mentally or physically as others. And now it's done come back to bite them in the butt. And then to top it off, in the 90s, after closing down all of the facilities, we sat back and turned loose a lot of people that we knew. We knew, the government knew, that these people were incapable of sitting back and rationalizing life for what it was. They knew that they were increasing the price of medication so nobody could afford it, so that they could keep you in debt as a unit, so that you couldn't progress, you couldn't dream, you couldn't think anymore. You got bombarded, bamboozled, got tricked and fooled, and we kept putting the same people in over and over and over again, thinking that we were going to find a brighter day. Oh, it's amazing. It fascinates me when you sit back and really look at the big picture and stop listening to all these people talking about what you can't get and that the government is that far against you. The government don't lie to you. They tell you, we getting ready to come. Our job is to break you up. That's their job. That's why we got so many dumb laws that they're passing right now. We got laws on top of laws, and ain't none of them being enforced. None of them. We're sitting back, and we're just all willy-nilly now, and everybody's running rampant. The world is going right back to chaos, but I believe it's mentioned somewhere in the book where it says that we're going to go backwards. Do you ever feel like you're going backwards instead of forward? And have you ever just put the brakes on yourself for a minute and just sat back and said, hold on, wait, something got to give? See, because one thing I found out, you can do bad all by yourself. It don't take no whole bunch of people to make you do bad. So I can't blame them. I got to blame me. When I'm shooting bad because that's what I wanted to do. You may be under the impression that a temporary thrill will get you better or make you a better person, but it doesn't, because after the thrill is gone, after all of that is worn off, that numbness still creeps up on you, and you sit back and you say to yourself, you know what? Is this what I wasted my time on? People are getting older and older. Now we're victimizing old people. old people are starting to retaliate, and they're shooting first, ask questions later. Now we're putting old people in our prisons. We're putting everybody in prison except for those that should be in prison. We've got terrorism that is just scattered all over the world. People are sitting back. They don't know what to do. Like I tell people, I try not to even go out. I try to put all the comforts I need right here in my home because there's too much madness going on, and you never know when you're going to sit back and just be at the right place but the wrong time. You almost can't even go to the grocery store no more. Look at the two ladies last week fighting off in Walmart over some kind of dispute about who picked up the package first. I mean, just crazy. And then to show you that God or the gods or whatever you want to call it ain't too pleased with this, look at the weather we going through. Forget global warming. These are the gods being angry. They said we got to slow their roll. We got to do something to stabilize this thing. Well, maybe they can sit down for a minute and start to think it. I mean, forget all this other madness that we go through. And folks are going through some utter madness. You know, we run around worried about the rich and the famous when we don't care about the house that we live in. Damn the rich and the famous. They got theirs. And they ain't giving back half of what they could, because if you sit back in reality and look at it, it's enough rich folks for the where nobody should suffer. And I ain't got to name no names. Don't nobody have to suffer throughout the entire world. Then we got the government that won't pass regulations to let us have cures for all these diseases because they want to kill you off. They're talking today. They just sat back and announced the 26 people that they're planning to shoot. Now, what kind of mess is that? Talking about colonization. See, they're trying to get out. They're trying to escape. They're going to let us have at it. It's going to end up being like, you remember that movie Escape from New York? Y'all remember how it turned? You remember how it turned out? Because I'm convinced they're just going to throw the nuke. They're going to blow up some stuff, and they're going to be scattering on out. They're going to colonizationalize wherever they are, and they're just going to let us have at it. Say, okay, this is what y'all want. We're going to give it to you. We're going to give it to you. It's what you want. We're going to see if you want it. Edwina, what are you looking for? I don't know if that's addressed to me, but here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a time where we can sit back and wake up to what's going on around us and come together as people and sit back and say, it ain't about me killing my brother or sister. It's not about me wronging my brother or sister. It's not about the color. It's not about all of that. It's about putting things on a playing field where everyone can sit back and recognize that dreams can come true. And first, as Brother Rico said, Brother Peace Rico said, first, you got to get to know you. Because without you, then you can't have the you back. You got to know who you are in order to be able to help somebody else or to sit back and even start to begin to make a change. I mean, like I say, every day I look in the mirror and I say to myself, okay, here's some character defects. I want to sit back. I got to work on this. I got to tighten up. Expect the world to get better. If I'm not doing anything to contribute other than just complain, because complaining ain't going to do me no good. If I don't get up off my butt, start moving forward, if I get stuck in the rut of thinking about yesterday when yesterday is gone and ain't a damn thing I can do about it, then I'm slipping. My game is off. Everybody talk about how they know the game. I don't think so. I don't think we know the game as well as we think we know it. Because if we do, life is playing us badly. We're robbing ourselves. We are robbing ourselves, and we talk about and we listen to all these preachers telling you about how you can prosper and how you can do this and how you can do that, and at the end of the day, when you look at it, they pockets are lined. They're sitting back now. They got all these reality shows on here, and every one of them folks is making money off of you. It ain't bit more no reality than the man in the moon. That's why you sit back and see little rich babies jumping off of buildings, shooting themselves in the head, and committing suicide because it's all a facade. But we can't come down, and it's a few now. I'm not going to say all people, but there are a few that do come down and sit back and reach out. But what I don't understand is why is it always that folks from the suburbs is coming down and we don't want to do anything for our own community. We won't even go outside on cleanup day when they have that big rally to clean up the neighborhoods all throughout the United States. We won't even get out there with a shovel or a broom. But yet we want somebody to take care of us. Oh, I think we're getting too dependent. I think it's too much dependency on everything else but ourselves. Because the question at the end of the day is what you going to do? If you ain't changed your situation in 35 years, what make you think in one day it's just going to change? Oh, the light bulb could go off. And you could start working toward the change, but are you going to change? That's the question. That's the real question. Are you going to change? Are we going to change? And are we scared to change? Are we scared to change? I mean, I know change can often be a painful thing because it takes us out the box. And we love being caged up. We love being in that little simple box that we live in. Do you realize that most people live within a little box that their radius of life only allows them to expand about 25 blocks north, south, east, or west, if that many? I might be giving some up. But do we realize how small that box is when there's a big, vast, universal world and there are folks out here milking it? They enjoying it. They ride. My hat's off to them. I tip my hat. If you sit back and you say to yourself, hold on, wait, you know, I'm kind of tired of just sitting back and going to see the point or going down to Greektown or Motor City or down to the Michelin or wherever. I'm tired of going down to Trump's and all of them different casinos, but I want to go out there and maybe go on a cruise and see what they're doing over there in the Bahamas. I want to take a cruise and maybe see what they're doing over there in Spain. I want to fly to Paris one day and maybe look at the doggone Eiffel Tower with the one I love in my hand and sit back under the moonlight and talk sweet nothings. Yeah, those are the dreams. Those are the things that I want to plan. Those are the things I want to do. And as long as I strive and think big, and I'm going to tell you something, the smaller you think, that's the end result. You're going to get a small result. But if you think big, you will get big things. I think, isn't that not in the word? It says, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could speak unto the mountain and the mountain would move. Faith is monstrous. Faith is something that you can move mountains. You can sit back and you can do things that you never thought that you could do, but you have to believe that you can do them. And that's what's wrong. We've lost all hope. We're losing hope. We're losing belief. We're losing our faith. And it's because we're being torn apart on both ends, from the pulpit to the White House. Nobody telling you and giving you a real distinct plan, a program on how you can sit back and make it. Because they really don't care. Because we got that I got my mentality. I got mine, now you go get yours. Huh? How many times have you heard that? I got mine. Now you go get yours. And it can't be good. Can't be good. Can't be good. And then, see, we blame it on everything else. We blame it on, like, global warming, and we blame it on the food, and we blame it on all of this. When half of us don't even get up, do no exercising, we don't eat healthy, we allow our health to just deteriorate. We won't even go to the doctors for a six-month checkup every 6 months. And then when something creep up on us and it's disastrous, it's like, oh, what happened? How could it be me? No, no. Like I say, life don't discriminate. Life is an equal opportunity lender. It don't care. If you can't get in the game, it will take you out of the game. And this is what we leave and see. We're miseducating our young people. We're not letting them know the real truth. Like I say, we're so busy worried about if Jesus was black or if he was white. Jesus is a spirit. It ain't about no color. I don't think that really makes a difference. Because he said, I came that you could have life and have it more abundantly. Now, when are we going to get to abundance? When are we going to see that? When is that light bulb going to go off in our head that his whole purpose was that we could sit back and live life more abundantly and learn to love one another and have some respect? You know, like I walk around, I listen to all these women. Women running around here calling each other bitches and hoes. I'm listening to men calling people bitches and hoes. I'm sitting back saying, well, doggone, where's the real women at? But yet they so in love. I mean, it's amazing because we do this just like the word nigger. We'll call each other nigger, but we don't want to hear it from somebody else. We won't act like it's such offense, but if it was so offensive, how come we not offended by letting it come out of our mouth when we talking about somebody of our own race? Does it really make a difference, really? Think about what I just said. Because I don't care how you use the word really ain't the proper thing to say. First of all, if you look at the word, it means that you're dead. That's where the word comes from, negros. An old ancient Egyptian word, which meant something that was dead. Well, I think I'm alive and well, long as I can breathe and blood is running warm through my veins and I have one breath to take a couple of steps here on this earth. And then you have to ask yourself this question. You have to ask yourself this question. And this is deep. Is life just put here for you just to sit back and be willy-nilly and not get any of the benefits of all of the nutrients and all of the riches that the earth has to provide? See, folks talking about saving the earth. You ain't got to worry about saving the earth. The earth is doing a great job. It spins around. It does exactly what it's supposed to do. The sun rises and sets every day. The moon comes up and it shines. The clouds roll around. Even the oceans know how to go around the world to make a completed path of perfection. They may have and make some detours to cause a little chaos and destruction, but they're doing what they're supposed to do. But the only thing on God's green earth that doesn't do and know its operation or its function is mankind. We're so busy trying to pull each other down. We're so busy playing against each other to where we can't see the beauty of knowing each other and the benefits. Then we wonder why a lot of people sit back and get their money and run out there and don't never come back into the hood. Oh, boy, that just made my blood pressure go up another degree. Telling you, it's a lot to think about because it's a wonderful world. It's a beautiful place. It's what you decide to make it. Let me put this one out.
One, two, three. there's not a cloud in the sky. And it's got me out here walking and waving to the ladies as they stroll by. And I ain't forgot for a moment all the things I need to do. But when I see that old sun shining, makes me think that I can make it through. Yes, and all I really wanna say is that the problems come and go, but the sunshine seems to stay. And just look around, I think we found a lovely day. The flowers woke up blooming and put on a color show just for me. I appreciate it. Shadows dark and gloomy, I told them all to keep the hell away from me. Because I don't feel like believing everything I do gonna turn out wrong. Oh, when vibrations I'm receiving, they hold on, brother, just you be strong. Yes, and the problems come and go, but the sunshine seems to stay. Hey, just look around, I think we found a lovely day. It seems like my problems begin without the sunshine on which I depend. And all that makes me feel like I need to hear the sun say is, hey, just look around, I think we found a lovely day.
That was a little bit of Gil Scott-Heron. I think we found a lovely day. And you know what? That's the whole thing. You got to realize that in life there is going to be some joy. There's going to be some pain. There is some ups and downs. The world is based and your life is based upon opposite principles. And that's what makes you better. If everything was always good, you wouldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle a life where everything just went my way every day. I wouldn't have nothing to strive for. I wouldn't have any type of get up and go, because I knew when I walked out, everything was going to be great. For all those that's been on airplanes, have you ever noticed how it could be storming up under you and that plane will go up above the clouds and the sun is shining just as bright it has ever shined? Sometimes it looks even brighter. Ain't it funny how the sun is always shining, yet it can be cloudy over here? And it can be raining over there, and the sun can be shining. Isn't it funny how on the West Coast and down in the South, they're living with 80 and 90-degree weather, and we're sitting up below freezing, sitting back like little polar bears and penguins, crying and complaining. But yet we always make a way. Year after year, we make a way. Why? Because we know a brighter day is ahead. We look forward to the spring. And that's the way life is. Yep, you might be going through something right now. You might not be where you want to be at, but you can always get where you want to go. I promise you that. You just keep on stepping. And then when you're not stepping, remember the footsteps in the sand. Jesus said, when you saw them single footprints, that was me carrying you on my back to get you to the next level. Oh, yeah. Think about that. Marinate on that for a minute, because it's so very true. There's a lot of time, a lot of situations you sit back and you feel like you can't get a way out of. There is a way out. not talking about no jumping off no bridges and all that can, all that madness and foolishness. If you weigh your options, there's a whole bunch of ways out. Rico say, relax. Let your mind go. I like that. Because that's what we got to do, folks. It's time to relax. Regroup. Sit back. Take some time. Just sit in a corner. Be by yourself. Take a time out. Put yourself in time out. Sit back and just think about, you know, what's really going on around you. Always put that thing out there. If you hang with 9 broke friends, you're going to be the 10th one. Well, if you hang with 9 rich friends, you'll probably be the 10th one of that, too. But only you can make that difference, that determination. It's just a true statement. It's just a law of average. It's just the way it goes. That's just the way nature is designed. See, life has a design. There's a plan behind all this madness. But the whole trick, the secret to life, is you have to figure out where you fit in so you can get in. If you don't never find out where you get in, you'll never fit in and you'll never be happy. You'll never get enough, you'll never see enough, you'll never do the things that you felt that you ought to do, and you'll wake up and you'll feel like life has just torn you down, beat you up, gave you a bad hand, and it wasn't so much that life was giving it to you, you were just playing yourself. So, it's about 15 minutes left. I'm going to get out of here early because I got to sit back. I got to make my preparations. I'm going to go off into a little meditation. I'm going to sit back and get myself ready to go ahead and perform this ceremony, make the best out of what I'm going to make it, and sit back and go off the cusp and make it happen. Brother Bill out there on the West Coast, he sits back and says, the soil is fertile. I understand ways. And I like that because the ground is so rich. If you plant the seed, it will grow. Just cultivate your land. You never seen a farmer to just go out there and before he plant a seed, he don't do no work. You got to sit back and you got to put some work in. You got to make something happen. Thank you, baby. You got to make something happen. You just watch the way a farmer do. And all of this little stuff that we see around us, next time you see them ants in the summertime, you watch them ants stay busy. Watch them squirrels when they gather them nuts because they know wintertime is coming because, you know what, it can be summertime. It can be 90 degrees, but you got a winter period going on in your life. It's time to wake up, folks. It's time to get up, get out this cycle. It's time to break the mold. And it begins with you. You want to see your family, you want to see your loved ones, you want to see your friends more prosperous. Sit back and keep on sharing. Keep on sitting back and working together and talking that talk. And just sit back and do your thing. Kelly, we see you out there. You're looking good. Got that big smile on your face. It's good to see people smile because I'm so mad and sad of seeing people frowning all the time. It seems like we just don't know how to be happy no more. But do all you can do. Be the best you can be. See, it's them little things that you see, them little messages that don't sound like they make no sense, but yet those are the things that improve your life. Those are the things that really matter. When you see that little baby walk up to you in the morning and say mommy or daddy and just give you a hug, or even when you see them make a mistake and slip and fall or tear up something, you know, hug that child. Love that child. Sit back and cultivate that child and let them know a brighter day is on the way. It's looking dark right now because we're in some dark ages and some dark times. But somehow or another, we're going to break this cycle and get it together. And I really do believe that because God has blessed me with some beautiful friends. And like I said, we don't all agree. We fuss at each other. We sit back. We may not talk for a few months. Until we marinate on it and think about it and say, hold on, wait, friendship is worth more than that. It ain't about us sitting back and being mad and pouting like little kids because we don't get our way, having that king baby or queen mama, queen daddy syndrome. things in that basin, they don't revolve around me. The whole world, I let people enter into the world because that's what I want to have at that particular time in my life. And that's why I go back to that thing that the young lady said earlier. People going to come and people going to go. But at the end, I'm going to enjoy the good times. So on that note, I'm going to get up out of here, and I'm going to leave y'all and break this thing on down because I got to go. But I'm going to play a little war. No, you know what? No, I'm not. I'm going to play some Stylistics. People make the world go round because that's what we don't understand. It takes me. It takes you. It takes that white man, that Indian, that Eskimo, that Muslim, that Baptist, that Catholic. It takes all of us to sit back and make this thing work. And that's what we have to see. That's what we have to see in this day and age. So anyway, I'm up out of here. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. You can catch it in the archives. I will post it. And if you missed any portion of it, you can go back and review it. We'll be back on next Tuesday night. We'll also be doing an interview at 4 o'clock. We'll be doing an interview on WKKRP, 1610 AM, a national syndication. We'll be on there at 4 o'clock talking about the stabbing that took place near Northland, where a man stabbed two people because they weren't Muslim. I want to talk about that a little bit, too. And I'm going to talk about it live, and then I may carry it over to my show. I don't know. I'm still in debate, but I probably will. To all my heavyweights out there in the house, I want to say it's been fun, but I've got to run. I've got to get up out of here and make these preparations, get my head on straight so I can sit back and don't miss this date. I'm out of here, y'all. Y'all have a good weekend. Try to get through the rest of the week without hurting anybody. And remember that you are somebody. God has blessed us all with individual talents. Get out there and work your work. Work it. Work it. As Salt and Pepper said, push it. Push it real good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go.